Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Fire on her classmates, killing one and a teacher before turning the gun on herself. Investigators trying to find out more about the now deceased suspected killer. The drone mystery over the Northeast continuing with 5,000 tips now reported to the FBI, says ABC's Whit Johnson.
Federal sources tell ABC News they're deploying infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure drones flying over New Jersey and New York aren't a threat. Local leaders briefed by the White House. The government is looking at social media, videos, and photos to determine what these sightings could be.
A top Russian general killed by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine has claimed responsibility. A judge in New York has refused to toss President-elect Trump's hush money conviction case on the issue of presidential immunity. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. 9 schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing 3 straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, our high right around 35 this afternoon, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible, around an inch of accumulation, our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29, with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
This is Chad Spain. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm. And marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
You're Mershon not buying an argument from the Trump legal team. They always knew this was kind of a long shot, but they argued after the Supreme Court's immunity decision this summer, this conviction should be tossed out. Because this summer, not only did the Supreme Court say that presidents are entitled to immunity for official acts, it also ruled that official acts cannot be used as evidence to support other charges. And after that opinion, Trump's lawyers argued that in the New York hush money case, that certain pieces of evidence that came in constituted official acts. For example, conversations that Trump had with Hope Hicks. So Trump's lawyers argued that, look, if you can't bring in this evidence, the entire conviction should be tossed. But here tonight, Mershon making it clear he does not agree, saying that the entirety of this case related to unofficial conduct. Now, my sources tell me that they will appeal this. They weren't sure that this was going to go their way, but they told me they're going to continue to appeal this decision. Aaron, there's another avenue that they're pursuing to try to get this case dismissed. That is a formal motion to dismiss, arguing that as president-elect, Trump should not be facing any state-level proceedings, and that is a question that Judge Juan Mershon did not answer tonight.
Okay. Let me just say, in this very dark period in America, don't let anyone take your joy. Let's take a moment that somebody... That's a silver lining stack this morning.
All right.
There was a shred of justice. Thank you, Judge Mershon, for not bending the knee, for not capitulating. You know what? Let's just have a moment. I'm wearing my Mary Erasmus shirt because he could technically still go to jail when his term is over.
Happiness.
Don't let them take your joy.
Jail
let's picture it.
When I see you in the pen.
It could happen.
Orange is the new
not for 4 years.
I know.
I don't care. I'm going to become a patient woman. Really? Now?
It'd be like
something new I'm trying.
It'd be like Andy Dufresne in The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. I got no choice.
Slowly but surely.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to develop Mandela-like patience. Oh, boy. Yeah, let's just take a moment. Judge Juan Mershon ruled that Trump's hush money conviction should not be dismissed on the grounds of presidential immunity, rejecting arguments based on the stupid Supreme Court ruling. Stupid. Trump is facing up to 4 years behind bars. Okay, I'm just, Mershon rejected the argument, writing the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity did not apply to this case because the evidence presented by Alvin Bragg's office was related entirely to unofficial conduct entitled to no immunity protection and not Trump's official acts as president. No kidding. What human thinks paying off a porn star paying hush money is part of your official presidential duties? Trump's legal team has vowed to appeal. Of course they have. as well as continuing to pursue another motion to dismiss the conviction on the grounds that Trump was reelected. Oh, I see. Is that like when you were playing tag as a kid?
Right.
You just go, not safe.
It. Not it.
Like,
not
he touches
it.
The White House and goes, safe.
Not it.
Yeah, I told, it doesn't work that. Okay, are we, is it going to be Minority Report? Does he get to just like, woo, just erase everything that happened in the past? He just goes, okay, that didn't happen.
That's not my.
No, name. He is a convicted felon.
Minority Report.
He will always be a convicted felon.
I think he knows what Minority Report
wasn't
is.
That wasn't the plot of Minority Report.
Not even
did
close.
Did he erase the future,
no.
The past? Which was it?
No.
Tom Cruise had some board where he, right?
He predicted future crimes.
Right.
Right, that's what I meant.
Well, they had that three.
I can do that. Trump is
right.
Going to commit
which is
future
why
crimes.
It's not Minority Report.
Exactly.
covers all of it. He's going to commit future crimes. You know it. Take that to the bank. Okay. Oh, my God. All right. So we need to take our moments of joy where we can, because yet another school shooting, of course, this time, you know, I know it's going to happen everywhere, but our beloved Madison,
yes.
Wisconsin,
yeah.
Which is where
yeah.
One of our original huge radio stations was, and we started
the
Sexy Mike. Liberal. Yeah. And here we go. It's at a Christian school. So are we hearing
yeah.
The argument about taking God out of the schools? And a 15-year-old girl is the shooter
yeah.
This time.
They probably had the Ten Commandments on the walls there.
I'm sure they
that
did.
That didn't stop it.
Nope.
I don't judge anybody else's beliefs, but oh my God, whoever that spokesperson was, it's just all God's plan and prayer. And I'm like, really? Really? Like, this was God's
plan
guns. And it's okay? Right.
It's the guns.
Yeah, so I guess there was the speculation is there was a manifesto.
That's what the police chief of Madison suggested yesterday.
Yeah. I heard Frangelo offer some legal advice to Luigi Mangione. Don't carry the manifesto on you, because it's the here's why I did it papers. Okay. Yes, this is it. Oh, Abundant Life. Irony this morning. Abundant Life Christian School mm-hmm. is actually the name of mm-hmm. the... Okay. I don't know where we're at right now. Two students are in critical condition.
Yeah, yeah. Still at that point.
Still.
We're still there.
Yeah, yeah, there's obviously injuries. But she was a student. It was a pre-K through high school.
Yeah.
That's a big school.
Well, yeah, but there are only 400 and something students.
Yeah. It was a small school.
Right,
yeah.
I went to small schools like that my entire
same
life.
Too.
Same.
Yeah, me
so,
too.
Same.
Catholic school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah,
and there's just no way you could fit out a school like as small as that with metal detectors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you wouldn't think to.
Yeah,
you just wouldn't think to.
Yeah, I mean, here we are again. So by the way, we have a big show. It's very exciting. Donna Halper, who we've never had before, friend of Bob Seska. Need I say more?
Yeah.
No,
Rush
media
fan.
Historian.
She discovered Rush.
The band, no.
She
was a radio DJ. Everybody.
Well, yeah, good ball to everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think she was a puker, though.
We'll make her do the whole hour with us like that.
Oh, great.
Good morning, darling. Good morning. Okay, Charlie Pierce and Steve Marmel, comedian extraordinaire all of Hour 3. Can I just say, Rachel Maddow, Donna wrote a great piece about, obviously this whole media infrastructure we've been talking about. Oh, where was this? Michelle Goldberg, great piece about the great capitulation. Writer warns ruthless new opposition coming as elites bow to Trump. Get out of the way, man, because we're here. The real resistance is here. So we're going to have our disappointments and our cowards and all that as there have been in every movement, throughout time. But if you are with the resistance, Resistance Central is here again. So
right. And with this,
all y'all, ABC and Joe and Mika and whoever else is going to bend the knee and tech bros and
right.
all that, yeah.
And with as many guests as we book on this program, we're going to have a couple of clunkers.
Yes, yes. It's statistically impossible to have a perfect record, Chris.
Right, exactly. We've had a couple of clunkers.
You listen, there are shameless opportunists in every mm-hmm. area of life.
Uh-huh.
As people were saying too, I think it hurts when it's, someone that you believed in, that, you gave an opportunity to, that, we're talking about Lindy Lee, obviously.
Someone that you had a cocktail backstage with, maybe.
Yes. That you very generously offered a platform to multiple times. Yes, exactly. Like you say, look at what we're seeing already. Look at ABC and all these people going to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring. I don't know whether it's me. It seems like there's more. greed and cowardice this time. Like, even Trump said it yesterday. Like, oh, we got the media pretty well tamed now. Oh, people are a lot nicer to me this time. It's like,
I'm not getting you his audio anymore.
He's just such a bully, right? Like, you know, about primarying, threatening people that don't vote for every one of his lunatic picks. I mean, you know, Rachel Maddow, by the way, national treasure. What else do we say? Support all the democracy warriors out there. Almost everybody on MSNBC except Joe and Mika. Sorry. I mean, look at Allison Gill, our friend, just cracked the top 10 in podcasts. Midas Touch just sat down with President Biden. We've got, you know, all of the people in our universe and Sirius XM and our sexy liberals, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Frangela, on and on. Who else am I missing? Mark Maron, Pod Save America. There's a lot of great, you know.
Never thought I'd hear you say Mark Maron. Support Mark Maron.
That feud was a long time ago.
You have a history.
We kissed and made up.
Yes, you did. That's just a little shocking to the system.
Listen, we need all the progressive warriors we can. And, you know, so anyway, what was my point?
I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
You've interrupted
me
again.
It's almost vacation.
Well, did you see yesterday? CNN may be up for sale, too.
Oh, for God's sakes. Well, their whole Fox, let's be Fox Light plan didn't work so well, did it?
Nope.
There's not a market for that. I'm telling you, there is a market for true progressive warriors. There's 75 million of us that don't, you know. Anyway, I started with Rachel Maddow, National Treasure.
Yeah, yeah.
But she did a whole thing, you know, last night that we just, it's like Steve Bannon said, there's so much flooding the zone with that you don't know which way to look. And beyond all the ridiculous, wildly unqualified people that he's nominating, this has become, before our eyes, a complete oligarchy.
Yeah.
And Rachel was saying, we've never had that here before.
No.
He really does want to be Putin. He wants this to be Russia.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. No dissent, no free speech. Mm-hmm. And she went down the whole list. While we're looking over here at these horrible nominees, he's Don Jr.'s ex-fiance and Eric's college roommate. And I don't even know. What's his name? Oh, his crooky father-in-law, Charles Kushner. Who else? Tiffany's. How about that guy? They said he was a billionaire. He's Tiffany's father-in-law, who's a truck, like a small truck salesman.
Yeah.
Like nobody, almost nobody he has nominated is in any way qualified to do what they're appointed for. You know, I think like Rachel was pointing out, like, I guess you don't care unless, like, you know, you have a serious problem with a loved one in Greece, and then it's Don Jr.'s ex that has no experience in foreign policy or diplomacy. Eric's roommate's what is he, hostage negotiator?
Mm-hmm.
No experience in that. So if you have a loved one that, you know, in a dangerous situation, it's just, it's unbelievable what has happened, what has happened.
And something's got to be did.
And something's got to be did. I know that much.
His nomination of RFK Jr.'s niece?
That's not happening now.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's not happening now.
Yes, that's
CIA. It was CIA.
I mean, this is why I'm second in line at CIA.
But she has been in the CIA, so she has some experience.
Okay.
But
let's just take the wins where they come.
Right.
Right. Let's take the wins. Like,
yeah, it's
you
not
know.
Happening.
I just,
it wasn't,
you know,
his niece. It was something else. It was like a daughter-in-law. Yeah.
It was his daughter-in-law.
Thank God for Judge Marchand's ruling, just because at least we're in some normal world. This is what Mark Elias is saying in the courts. We're going to be in some normal world where you can't just do anything. For the moment, we still have a rule of law in this country. And he was exactly correct on the law. We were just afraid, like, oh, is he just going to cave? You know, like ABC or, you know, God knows. But, and as we said yesterday, Jody, on cue, he's already, I don't know if, has he already filed lawsuits or he's already threatening all
he's
these
threatening
other lawsuits. I don't know if I thought he filed the one against
CBS.
This is insane. Iowa paper
for
a poll?
Yeah.
For a bad poll?
An outlier.
Yeah. I mean, but this is the problem with ABC. Now he smells blood in the water and he's like speaking like this, like, oh, you know, they're being nicer to me now. And, you know, let's keep it that way. I don't want to have to. I mean,
I don't want to pull your license.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. But anyway, he's talking about suing. I don't know. I thought I saw
he threatened it. I don't think he has yet.
Yeah, David Axelrod said, now Trump says he's suing the Des Moines Register because their poll understated his support, 60 Minutes, because of their editing of the Kamala Harris interview.
They edit him!
The Pulitzer Committee for honoring the New York Times for coverage of Russian election interference. Welcome to Hungary, folks.
Yeah.
Says David Axelrod. Yeah, I JoJo from Jurors, dear ABC, Stephanopoulos didn't do a damn thing wrong, but now you've capitulated in advance to the spaghetti sauce-stained sexual predator. He's saying he's going to sue the Des Moines Register, 60 Minutes, the Pulitzer Committee, because they had the audacity to report the truth. Yeah, this is what you get from, you know, capitulating. You get more weakness. You get more. It doesn't make it go better for you. It's going to make it go worse for all of us. You weaselly cowards.
You maroon.
You maroon. So many maroons.
Ignoramus.
So many rubes. All right, let me just, give me 15. It's just because here we are on yet another heartbreaking moment of gun violence in America.
A second grade student called 911 to report a shooting had occurred at school. Don't let that soak in for a minute. A second grade student called 911 at 10:57 a.m. to report a shooting at school.
Oh, by the way, speaking of right-wing despicable behavior, no, the shooter was not trans.
Right. No,
oh,
there was,
God,
there was
really?
That going around yesterday, yeah.
I am so sick of them. Trump politicizing yesterday the drones. The president knows, and he won't tell you. It's just, they have to politicize everything. And you know, try to make enemies of their fellow Americans. The president knows, and he just won't tell you. It's like everything's a conspiracy theory. Everything is Biden bad.
Because it keeps
trans him. This, something that, black person that, you know.
Because it keeps him in the headlines. That's why he says
that. Look at this white guy that choked out a black guy. Yay, he's our hero. Here he is at the Army-Navy game. They are just despicable. And I okay, sorry. That was, all right, now my craw is still full.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a break.
Right.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Boy, howdy, I'm telling you, peace of mind is worth it. Especially, by the way, this time of year.
Right.
You know, package thieves, that think, remember when I had my break in because they thought, not that I was a loser that goes to bed at insane o'clock, but that I was probably out of town because it was a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It was Labor Day. I'm telling you, over the holidays, it's perfect time. The thieves are looking.
Yep.
Packages are looking to see if you're not home. Mm. I'm telling you, Simply Safe, and they're extending their Black Friday sale. A massive 50% off. This is your last chance to protect your home at Simply Safe's lowest prices of the year. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Now, with that Active Guard outdoor protection, which stops crime before it even happens, that is a game changer. The massive Black Friday sale, they are extending it just for my listeners. This week only, 50% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. This is your last chance to get the best offer of the year. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It slices, it dices, with razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender, it's not a set of steak knives, it's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Donna Halpert, Charlie Pierce, Steve Marmel, all coming up on the big Tuesday show. Crucible of Thought threads, maybe, and bear with me here, if the shooting is at a Christian school by a Christian student, the problem is in the instruction of morals. Maybe it's the guns.
Yeah.
That's a, I don't know, radical thought.
Yep.
Okay, here's more on the shooting.
Tell me what happened.
We heard them, and then some people started crying. And then we just waited till the police came, and then they escorted us out to the church.
How many gunshots did you hear?
I heard two.
And what were you thinking? What are you thinking now?
I was scared. Why did they do that? Why?
Why? That poor kid.
Yeah.
Just a sixth grader. I have a sixth grader. And I can't imagine what their parents are thinking about this evening, trying to process any of this. Or the parents of this second grader.
I was getting ready for lunch, so it was basically lunchtime, and then I just heard sobbing, and there was a teacher, and she was screaming like, ah, my leg, help, help.
Do you know that teacher well?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like to hear that?
I was really scared, and I was really sad.
Oh, baby. She's a second grader.
It's the number one cause of death
sure, for our kids is completely preventable. Yeah, I get it when Bobby Kennedy gets in, polio will overtake that. But can I just say this whole being at a Christian school, Sunday Divine tweeted this. Someone's Derek has his Christmas picture of his Christmas tree in which he is hanging a bunch of prominent Democrats in effigy. And she said, nothing says Republican and Christian values like decorating a Christmas tree with effigies of people you want to murder and then posting it on social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's Kamala Harris, President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Dr. Fauci, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's festive. And Christian, super Christian.
Super.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller's show.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlow over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlow Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlow to the others and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlow.
Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces, their sacrifice and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Attention! If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school.
About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey,
I think we talk a lot about the coming dictatorship, but I think what's really coming is what you would call an oligarchy. Yeah, that's a term you probably forgot from high school, but what it means is that a handful of really rich people run the government, and they steal from ordinary people using their access to government in order to make themselves and their families even richer. That is likely what we are heading for in the United States of America. I don't think it's a coincidence that Trump's cabinet is filled with billionaires. There's more wealth on that cabinet than 169 different nations.
Oh, my God. Did you see Elon Musk's tweet about there's graveyards full of my enemies and blah, blah, blah? Someone's like, oh, calm down, Louise. Settle down. Ah, they're just such, you know, bullies. Like, I can't, you know, just anyone that comes for me is blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Blow it out your ass, Elon. Okay, more Chris Murphy.
After Trump left office, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, went and did a massive deal with Saudi Arabia, in which Saudi Arabia promised billions of dollars to invest in Kushner and his properties, properties that the Trump family benefits from. There is no doubt that this administration's policy towards the Middle East is going to be compromised by the fact that they are making money off of the very people that they're sitting across the table from and supposedly having a conversation about the interests of the United States.
Oligarchy. Yeah, I had to look it up again. I was like, oh, that's what this is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just extraordinary that we have allowed for the normalization of Trump's financial empire to be woven into the statecraft of this country. All that matters is how much money he makes, how much money his family makes, and it comes at a cost to the rest of us. We'll see really bad policy made in the Middle East because he's got unqualified people there, but more so, he's going to put his wealth and his family's wealth first, the national security of the country second.
Yeah, I mean, that is the key. We were saying there's so much that we're, any one of these appointments would have been a scandal in any other normal administration or time. These are all cronies, relatives of friends of relatives, completely unqualified. We were just saying, and the fact that he is a cheap con man, grifter, fraud, means that's what he attracts. Yeah. And by the way, Steve Bannon's fraud trial for grifting MAGA supporters, remember, for Build the Wall starts, when is it, February? Next month or
next
February?
Month. February, I think.
Yeah.
So many trials, so little time.
We mentioned this guy. New York Times exposes Trump's quote-unquote billionaire advisor as just an obscure truck salesman. This is Tiffany's father-in-law?
Father-in-law, I think, yeah.
Okay, so he got a key role in Middle East advisory policy. The hire may be even odder than it first appears because Bulos has long been rumored to be a fabulously wealthy financier, possibly a billionaire, who Trump lauded as a highly respected leader in the business world with extensive experience on the international scene. The new report claims he's actually just a low-level truck salesman. He has spent the past two decades selling trucks in Nigeria for a company his father-in-law controls. Wow, how many layers of nepotism is that in the nepotism lasagna? So wait, he only got the job selling the trucks because of his other father-in-law?
Yep.
And then, okay, got it. In Nigeria for a company his father-in-law controls. Last year they made a profit of less than $66,000. So, you know, it's that kind of billionaire that sells trucks and the entire company only makes.
Right.
Okay. Just, you know, just wondering who that particular grifter is. Okay. Our beloved Paula Poundstone tweets, dear rich people who are buying our demise, I repeat to you that the Howells were just as stranded on the island as Gilligan.
They were.
You know what? She's wacky. She makes a good point. But you know what? There will all be room for you here on Stephanie's Isle.
The show started up at Insane Hope Bluff. Call up and down the dial with Stephanie, the producer too.
Yes.
The voice deity and his wife, Janiqua, the news girl star. And T-Bone are here on Stephanie's show.
Yay! All right.
Well,
she's coming to our holiday party. She said she'll come up on the cliff. I don't know how many times I have to tell her I don't live on a cliff.
What? You live up a mountain.
Not really.
That is a little bit dated because really not one of those people is here.
It doesn't matter. It's about the Stephanie in Stephanie's aisle.
Got it. Okay.
Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hello. Good Hello. Morning. Hey. Yes, you're the Marianne to my Ginger, Stephanie.
Oh, you little ginger snap. Go ahead.
I just want to say, you know, yeah, these people are shameless. And, you know, I've kind of gotten to the point now. We have got to have our Democratic leadership be absolutely ruthless in the messaging. Don't go on Sunday morning shows. You know, Chuck Todd once said that the reason that they can't push the right-wingers the way they push Democrats is because the right-wingers won't come back on. I think Democrats need to start...
They're whiny little bitches. Yep. That's why.
Exactly. And I think that Democrats need to start taking their messaging elsewhere. And I think that Jasmine Crockett and AOC, if Ted Cruz is okay to have a podcast, I think that they should have podcasts.
You know, by the way, I was disappointed that AOC didn't get that intelligence committee.
They're blaming Pelosi.
Yeah, I hope David Hogg gets in as DNC vice chair.
That'd
like, we need new blood, man. We need new energy, people that know how to message, social media.
Yes. And listen, we have to be ruthless in the way we speak on social media, too. This shooting yesterday, I'm saying Republicans are killing Americans. Republicans are killing children. Republicans are killing women. And I'm going to take it one step further. I'm going to start saying, whether they like it or not, to the people that I know, Republican voters are killing Americans because they have the power. We have to start taking it to them as well.
Yep.
This is their responsibility. They continue to elect these people. Every single one of these deaths is on their hands as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I have to say, what did I do? What did I do?
No idea.
Sorry, I don't know how to work the thing all of a sudden.
It's a little mouse thingy. You just click it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, New Republic has a headline, and I don't know if they just reprinted our friend Michael Tomasky's piece, but just so important. What we're going to talk to Donna Halper about, media historian coming up, about, you know, capitulation, et cetera. The New Republic headline, why does no one understand the real reason Trump won? It wasn't the economy. It wasn't inflation or anything else. It was how people perceived those things, mm-hmm. which points to one overpowering answer. You know what? I think I'm going to start carrying the... Heart of the Ocean on the show every morning just to point out to people how critical it is because I'm that old. I'm about to drop it and die.
You can afford the Heart of
and
the
so
Ocean?
And so you need to listen. I am the mothership of progressive, you know, media in this country. I'm just going to say it like how, you know, I'm 1,000 years old. Let's get going. Get all these youngins supported.
You were in your 40s.
Yeah, point of order. Nobody in progressive media can afford the Heart of the Ocean.
Right. That's my point. It'll be a fake one.
Okay.
Which will also be too expensive for the show.
Right.
Can I just say why? That's why I keep saying laughter is more important than we keep saying being entertaining. We have so many smart, funny, entertaining.
For the court jester.
Liberals. And that's how we get our messaging out. How many times do I have to say it? Don't let them take your joy. Don't let them take your laughter. I knew this the minute I saw it, a clip of Ketanji Brown Jackson
performing. Fantastic. She was fantastic.
On Broadway, that I knew the right wing was going to lose
Absolutely.
Their and be like, even though Scalia, RBG, they did opera. They, you know, did performances and operas and things before. But it just, I thought she was so joyful and obviously having such a good time and so happy. And I thought, leave it to the right wing on this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Don't let them take your joy. That was fantastic. Republicans have launched a full-blown attack on Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson for appearing on Broadway. Meanwhile, their favorite justice gets bought off by billionaires every day. Stand with... Justice.
The Republican Party knows nothing about joy.
No. Why are they so mad still?
I know, they won.
God.
What are they pissed about?
So, Michelle Goldberg, the latest to write this, we'll talk to Donna Halper as I was saying more about this, but she called it exactly what it is, the Great Capitulation. And let us know if you're with us. If you're not capitulating, I mean, like resistance music. Yes.
All right.
You're not bending the knee, you're not kissing the ring. Vive la resistance! 2.0. The kowtowing of multiple liberal elites who formally opposed Trump has a New York Times writer shocked, but she warned their submission would only make way for a much stronger opposition. Ha ha! Yeah, that's true, Michelle! Oh-ho! It's true. Get out of the way, you cowards. We'll do this, right? You know, it's in every movement, you know, that you had your Neville Chamberlains or whatever. Mm-hmm. You had your, you know, good Germans that went along. We are not going to be those people. Ha-ha! Escargot! Michelle Goldberg named several people and organizations. Good, let's name names. Said we're guilty of the great capitulation to Trump, the tech billionaires, ABC News. She talked about Democrats who pledged to work on the new cost-cutting department. I understand, like, your intentions may be good, but they're not going to cut any of the things you want. How many times does, you know, Lucy have to pull the football away? They're not going to cut defense. They're going to cut Medicare and Social Security and SNAP and all of that stuff. So if you, you know, yes, you can say, oh, in good faith, yes, we could get rid of fraud and waste. They don't want to get rid of fraud and waste. They want to, okay. Where am I? Okay, blah, blah, blah. She repeated Trump's claim made at a press conference Monday that in the first term everyone was fighting me, in this term everyone wants to be my friend. For once, he wasn't exaggerating, Michelle writes. Many of the most influential people in America seem to have lost any will to stand up to him as he goes about transforming America into the sort of authoritarian oligarchy he admires. Call it the Great Capitulation. She mentions Christopher Wray. She said different people have different reasons for falling in line. Some may simply lack the stomach for a fight or feel not unreasonably that it's futile. Our tech overlords, however liberal they once appeared, seem to welcome the new order. Many hated wokeness, resented the demands of newly uppity employees. Ooh, say goodbye to newly uppity employees. What? Did Trump just say he's going to fire any federal employee that works from home on day one?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, Bill Maher's going to be so excited. Okay, collectively, everyone get in there. Enjoy your polio and measles together. Get to work.
You let us work from home for 4 months.
Yeah, I'm a benevolent dictator. Anyway, Michelle finishes, collectively, all these elite decisions to bow to Trump make it feel like the air is going out of the old liberal order. In its place will be something more ruthless and Nietzschean. Thank you. Yes. That's when we're cueing my final. Viva la resistance! Yes, we need a fiercer resistance this time and a stronger and a more courageous one. So, scat, out of the way, cowards. We got this. Got my Dino Badala, my John Fugelsang, my Michelangelo Signorelli, my Randy Rhoads, my Tom Hartman. Who else? My Bob Seska, my Frangela, my Cal Sparks, Midas Touch, Daily Beans. I'm starting to go Howard Dean. Am I leaving anybody out? I'm sure I'm leaving somebody else.
Is this Stephanie Miller's version of Tourette?
Yes, I'm going to blurt out progressive warriors' names so that you support all of them.
All right.
Yeah, all right then.
Midas Touch. All right. I think I cut it all out for right now. Okay, 47.
The Good Liars.
Yes! 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 Kimberly Johnson!
Yes!
Okay. 47.
House Parks?
I already said that, oh. Grandpa.
Yeah, she did say that.
47.
Sometimes you leave him out.
I do not ever leave him out. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Whee!
Here's another way you fight the good fight, right? You would be a progressive warrior. They are the nation's only progressive phone company. You can, that's a small act of resistance, just switching your phone, right? To a company that aligns with your values and supports other progressive nonprofits they've given over $95 million to. March for Our Lives, you think that's important right now? Planned Parenthood, on and on. When you join Credo, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. It's so easy to switch. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it isn't too late to gift Cozy Earth this season. One of my favorite memories is waking up on a crisp winter morning, wrapped in the softest, coziest pajamas, the scent of coffee and cinnamon filling the air, the warmth of family all around me. Cozy Earth brings that same sense of comfort and joy to every day with its luxurious gifts. The bamboo sheet set is a game changer, cooling, breathable, and designed for the ultimate sleep experience. I remember the first time I slipped into these sheets, it felt like sleeping on a cloud. And with a 10-year durability guarantee, it's a gift that keeps on giving night after night. For slow, relaxed mornings, their long-sleeve bamboo pajama sets are my go-to. Not only are they incredibly soft and stylish, they also make those precious moments with loved ones even more special. There's still time to make this season unforgettable with Cozy Earth. Order with expedited shipping by December 20th and wrap your loved ones in luxury. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie now. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. One more time, that is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Officials are working to ensure schools are safe going forward after the tragedy in Madison yesterday. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says they've gotten more tips about school threats since the shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. In SUSO, SUSO is our Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin tip line where people can report concerns. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that. So we encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack.
Before the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, there had been a threat to the Green Bay Area School District. They believed it was not credible, but they still had extra police at their schools yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Anyone who makes a call or threat to a school, we will investigate that. And if you're found to be the person to make that call, you will be arrested.
The Office of School Safety has all kinds of resources available to Wisconsin schools, public, private, doesn't matter. They have guidance on what to do if parents or staff are worried about a student, how to talk to kids about making false threats, and actually the majority of the tips they get are to report bullying. That Speak Up, Speak Out tip line within the Wisconsin Department of Justice has gotten more than 350 tips since it began in 2020. You can submit one online or you can call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Around an inch of accumulation. Our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
There's flocking to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago is kowtowing to the emperor. The word kowtowing comes from everybody going to the emperor in China and kowtowing. And indeed, I think that's what you're saying. Who said that?
Lois Lane.
No, Walter Isaacson. All right. My craw isn't even partially emptied yet. We're almost through hour one. Oh. Can I just say, Patrick from Rockford, Illinois, is almost as rude as Rude Pundit, but he puts it very well.
Okay.
Mama, the dildo of consequences will arrive unlubed and everyone, not just the rich and powerful. Yeah, and the dildo, the no dildo of consequences detected. Is coming, people.
No it's, lie detected.
And it'll go in sideways.
Ooh, ow.
Like the ice planet Hoth. Okay, humanity has been there before in France during the Reign of Terror and in Russia during the Red Terror. So, vive la resistance. This one, can I just say, I was so touched because liberal helpers, because why we're still here after 20 years. Anne, subject line, how can we help? How cute is this? Anne in New York. Steph, I introduced myself to you this summer at a New York Sexy Liberal meet and greet as the person who bought your new box back in 2021.
Yes!
If I could count how many ladies have used that pickup line on
me,
Anne.
We appreciate her.
I know,
wow.
Right? Wow. I've been thinking a lot about how the Stephhead community can collectively support you so that you and your team have all the resources you need to get all of us through the next 4 years and beyond. Like many of your listeners, I'm a top-level Patreon supporter. I attend at least one Sexy Liberal show each tour and still buy the pay-per-view. I support as many of your sponsors as I can. I'm waiting for my heat holder's gloves. Ooh, good one. Good choice. Blah, 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 blah. And I buy your merchandise online. It's so upsetting for me to hear you guys struggling with your outdated and aging equipment when you're providing such an essential program to all of us. I'm sure I'm not alone when I say I want to help more. Aw, there doesn't seem to be a way to make a one-time gift to Patreon. Given it's the holiday season, maybe you can share with your audience how we can send a gift to all of you, whether an additional Patreon donation, GoFundMe, or some other vehicle so that you have what you need in the studio and maybe even a little extra. Sending lots of love to you, Chris and Jody. I hope you all have a great holiday. Thanks for all you do, Anne in New York. That is so
very
kind
sweet.
And so sweet. And
nice.
You can, Chris, if you go to StephanieMiller.com, because I did a check this out after Anne.
Right, yes.
Support the show. If you go to support the show, you can make a one-time donation. Yes. And trust me, we appreciate everything everybody does to try to, because we know, as we keep saying, we try to support and spin off a lot of amazing progressive personalities. It's just not just us. We're a whole universe that I believe so deeply in during this coming, what is this thing we're
apocalypse?
In, Jody? Yes. Yes. Apocalypse, rapture, something. Okay. We need a little hope is what we need. Seth, the homo of hope, is here to oblige.
Hello, homos and nomos on the showmo.
Yes.
So first let me say I have to empty my craw, but first before I do that, I did watch Role Models yesterday, and while that soundbite would have fit, it's not there.
Can I just
so
say
sorry, people.
How many liberal helpers watched that entire movie yesterday just for us to see if the bitch please take the line of BS is in there, and it was not. And I appreciate the time you all spent.
And people said it was an okay movie.
So, it was
okay.
You know,
it got
so
better
Paul
towards
Red.
The end.
Okay.
Towards the end. But anyway, let me get to what's in my craw. Going back to that assassination attempt, the media. Did the media, where was the media? Was there ever a medical report?
No.
No. If that was Kamala, they would have been all over, where's the hospital? Where's the doctor? When that Kotex came off his ear, was there even a mark on his ear?
No.
No. Where was the media? Did they ever ask a question about that? I feel like that was like the foreshadowing of what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's same as the media coverage of the everything. 58 minutes after the hour, Donna Halper next.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe talking about making heroes out of villains.
That's right, celebrating the right of people they like to kill the people they don't.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A neighbor across the street describing seeing students evacuating Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday. John DeLeon also says he saw police responding.
I saw some officers with long guns headed into the school.
Police say a 15-year-old girl opened fire during study hall, killing one student and one teacher and leaving six other people wounded. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby trying to assure the public that the drones so many people say they've seen recently in the Northeast are not a national security threat.
These drones, these aircraft people are seeing, are a mix of law enforcement drones, commercial drones, and hobbyists. We continue to see nothing that indicates a public safety risk.
He says the drones are being seen because it's getting darker earlier. Senior Russian general killed this morning by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building in Moscow. A Ukrainian official says Ukraine's security service was responsible. This is ABC News.